A warm welcome to you all. My humble hope and prayer are that this small portion of time listening and reflecting will bless you. Our theme for this month is joy. A brief word of prayer as we begin. Father God, help our hearts, help my heart, to receive and rest in the truth that joy can be mine today and forever, because you are the great joy bringer. Amen. The scripture we are sharing together and opening our hearts to over these next few moments is James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. As I read this brief portion of scripture, as you are able, turn your thoughts quietly towards the Lord, asking Him to open your ears and heart to His voice and word. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Likely the best place to start over a reflection of and pleading for joy is subscribing to a notion that is shared inside and outside of faith paradigms. This is it. Happiness is a temporary emotion that will come and go depending on circumstances. However, joy isn't a simple emotion. It's eternal and remains no matter what you go through. Of course, as followers of Jesus, we have a soulful assurance of not just eternity, but of His eternal presence in our every day, our every moment, our every heartbreak, and our every challenge. Take a moment now to consider where your heart and mind go when you hear the word joy. Some of us are in places where we can easily espouse that joy springs eternal. That surely comes with much thanksgiving. And still others among us are carrying hardships and distractions that cause us to feel far from the essence of joy. Oh, not necessarily a distance from faith or dependence on God, just an authentic season of struggle. Take a moment to consider how near or far the word joy feels for you in this season of your life. Be assured and comforted that God hears our authentic prayers even when words elude us. As we reread the passage, no doubt you can think of many people in your life that really need to hear this word. Take a moment now to simply focus on one young person, a face and a name in your ministry world who especially needs the kind of true joy that only comes from our loving Father. Again, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. What might the next opportunity be for you to speak into the joy conversation with that young person? The when and where, and most importantly, the how. Every day in Compassionate Youth-Centered Ministry, we feel and know the gravity of a world that young people in North America are navigating, a culture that breaks or thrills young hearts based on likes, dislikes, number of followers, and receiving the right or wrong emoji. We know well these distractions predominantly rob people of true joy. Take a prayer for a moment now and consider how you might graciously step into that specific conversation with a young person or a group of young people in your ministry world. One closing thought. How interesting is it that the second virtue or nourishment presented in the fruit of the Spirit is joy? Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Nestled between love and peace. Surely this placement and what that might mean is worthy of pondering. That joy is neighbored intimately between love and peace. For you and your heart, and of course, for the hearts of those you cherish. And now we end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will, place me with whom you will, put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you, or set aside for you, praised for you, or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen and amen.